father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ian Hoke is our senior producer back at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well.
Yeah, so I took time to do a little more studying of the video. Yesterday I said I really hadn't studied it and I really don't know exactly what happened. But it sure seems like that guy didn't have to shoot that woman.
I don't know, man. There's new footage that just came out. We have the footage from the ICE officer's cell phone, so you can kind of see things from his perspective, or at least from his phone's perspective.
I didn't see that.
It just dropped a little while ago. I just saw it for myself about 5 minutes ago. But, you know,
what does it show?
It shows that the driver, Renee Good, says to him, "I'm not mad at you, dude," as he goes around the back of the car. Then the passenger, who I believe is Renee's wife, who is seen on other videos later sobbing in a driveway somewhere saying she doesn't know what to do. They just shot my wife in the face. She had just stepped out of the van, so she exchanges some words with the ICE officer, and then he comes around to the front. Then the camera's not really pointing in the right direction to tell exactly what's happening, but it does kind of, it rattles, and he points briefly at the sky. You hear the gunshots go off, then you see the car drive away, and then you hear him mutter under his breath, you know, effing B-word.
Yeah.
So the last thing that she says to him is, "We're not mad at you, dude." And the thing that he says after he shoots her is F and B word.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's such a razor thin, difficult thing to tell what's actually happening. But what's crystal clear to me is that Kristi Noem and DHS and J.D. Vance and Trump are just pulling stuff out of their ass. They have no idea what they're talking about. They, you know, Trump said the guy got run over. He's lucky to be alive. Like, what are you
yeah,
talking about?
I know.
You know, and Kristi Noem's out here. The woman's body is not even cold yet. And Kristi Noem says this is a deliberate act of left wing domestic terrorism. I mean, I don't know exactly where the truth lies. That's for somebody else to figure out. I hope that the investigation is fair. But what's not up for debate is that the government is not telling the truth about the situation. They're unwilling to admit that there is uncertainty about the situation. They say, nope, she was a terrorist. She was trying to kill him. That's all we know. Case closed. Well, no, she wasn't. And no, we don't know that.
Yeah. And as I mentioned yesterday, the idea that the administration already has this narrative and they don't want any Minnesota investigators involved in this makes us question whether or not they're hiding something. And it seems like their unwillingness to let anybody else in is an indication that they are hiding something. You know, I haven't seen the latest video that you have seen. And I will say this, even though it seems to me like that guy didn't feel like his life was threatened, I'm speaking for him and I'm not him. So I'm going to be honest and say, I'm not the one to say that his life was not threatened. Because his life could have been threatened, and he could have felt like his life was threatened. I can have an opinion, but I can also understand this other side of this, where I say that if he felt his life was threatened, then he has a right as a law enforcement officer to protect himself. So, you know, that's where this controversy is now. And then the instant judgment of what happened, again, this is drawing criticism from Republicans. So it's not just me. This is coming from Republicans. And no administration should be so quick to have the answer of what happened before there's an investigation. They could have just shut up and not said anything and waited for the investigation to come out. An American, she's an American citizen. An American's life was lost in this event, and there should be an investigation. And if there's something to be learned in the future for these ICE agents who are out on the street as law enforcement, then let's learn that lesson.
I think you're exactly right. I think as tragic as the situation is, it's also, you know, without a clear cut, you know, fair investigation where they're able to, you know, clearly explain along, you know, here's what the training was, here's what the code is, here's what you're supposed to do in a situation like that, that we will all just be spinning our wheels and we'll probably never come to a complete agreement about that. But the narrative building from the Trump administration is a story unto itself. And that to me is as egregious as the actual murder. And, you know, not for nothing, ICE has killed almost 2 dozen people in the last year.
Yeah, I do have.
In the field. Like, this isn't that unusual.
I do have information on the general law enforcement requirements to shoot at a moving car. And I'm going to share that with you. This is what is generally taught in law enforcement across America. But the couple that was shot in Venezuela, I mean, the couple that was shot in Portland, they just happened to be from Venezuela. So, again, you know, this is tragic. I mean, we can't have trigger-happy, gun-toting, trigger-happy ICE agents on the street who are looking for reasons to shoot people. We can't have that. And I think the American people are owed an explanation as to how this person who did the shooting in Minnesota, how he was trained, and how the person who did the shooting in Portland, how that person was trained. What training did they go through? Did they go through full training, or was it abbreviated training to rush them into a nice uniform? I think we deserve to know the answer to that, but I doubt that we'll ever get it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.